James Yancey, also known as J Dilla, was an influential hip-hop artist. The Detroit producer and rapper made music for big-name acts like De La Soul, A Tribe Called Quest, and Busta Rhymes. But after only a brief time in hip-hop spotlight, J Dilla died last week. He was 32. NPR's Christopher Johnson has this tribute. Get up in it. Start a rub.
Get a watchdog. Find my roller up. J Dilla's reputation for bare bones, old school production, and rap styles earned him quick respect in hip hop over the last 6 years. But his exposure to music came much earlier. His mother, Maureen Yancey, is a former opera singer. She says her husband was a bassist who rehearsed at home where their son would listen. So it was no surprise when she saw in J Dilla the first signs of a budding disc jockey.
Dilla's interest in music started at age two. At age two, Dilla carried 45 on his arm and turntable to the park every day to spin records. And this was in downtown Detroit.
In the mid-90s, Dilla started building an impressive resume of production credits. He did albums for Q-Tip, D'Angelo, and Common. When his own Detroit-based trio Slum Village released their album, Fantastic Volume 2, just 6 years ago, J.D. quickly became one of hip-hop's most sought-after artists. A year later, J.D. put out a solo disc called Welcome to Detroit. It featured some of the city's underground rap talent. Respect my gunning. I speak with a double-barrel slang in unison with this music in the back of my brain. Rockin' straw hats and platters, commie eating on McDonald's, but I know the time. It's time to get you up a bottle. While Dilla was balancing several music projects, he was also battling lupus. His mother says it was, of course, painful to lose her son, who died from heart failure Friday morning in her arms. She wants her son to be remembered for his love for people and for his art.
What concerned him most about people and music was that they would be true to the music, because he was very funny about someone just throwing something together. He could have an album finished and wouldn't release it because unless it could possibly be any better, it was not time to release it. He was like a scientist with the music. It had to be perfect. You already know Jay spit that.
It's official. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
You can sample some of J. Dilla's music on our website at npr.org. Official.